This is sports columnist James Caldwell, joined by the incomparable Mike Rowe for the CNR audio update.
Indeed.
Mike, how are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing all right. Just went to a film festival screening thing, and they had the director and the actor there. So, yeah, it was a good time.
And I'm working hurt. I just went to a roller rink with a bunch of friends, and I fell at least 10 times. Once was a clean flat back bump, and I'm in a world of pain right now.
Working through the injury, setting a bad example. But
yeah, I know.
That's right.
I know. I was joking. I need to take some painkillers or something, but
You need at least you need multiple weeks off of vacation over the course of a year instead of this nonstop off season.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what we did. We took sort of a summer vacation, so it was, we all got rested and healed up. So.
Yeah, and then I went out and re-injured myself, so it kind of defeated the purpose, in a way. We're just going to be talking WWE tonight, where we'll save a TNA for next week. We got SmackDown.
Yes, because I am carousing about on the town until the wee hours, so I don't want to keep James up two time zones over from me. So.
Yeah, it's Sunday morning for me, and it's Saturday night for Mike, so... Kind of gives you an idea of when we're doing this update.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. That's probably a little hint for you. So.
Yeah. So we're going to save Impact for next week. We've got SmackDown, which I finally watched an episode
of. Forever, so.
What's that?
We can save Impact forever.
Yeah. Well, what was it? Well, just, I mean, like in two sentences, what was Impact about this week, and was it good, bad, usual?
Well, it was really about the return of Jeff Jarrett in phantom form to television.
The ghost
of
Jeff Jarrett.
He heard his music, and his music and his guitar made an appearance, and apparently are more powerful than Sting's mysterious bats, even though neither of these men have really explained themselves. Well, we also saw footage from after the pay-per-view of Sting talking about his biological clock, which I thought was a female thing, but whatever.
He's going through menopause, apparently.
He apparently is going through menopause, getting hot flashes. He's talking to Kevin Nash about how they're getting older. So they're setting up the old versus young thing that has been speculated on, it looks like. The new blood versus the Millionaires Club that didn't work in WCW, but they're going to make it work, damn it. So.
Fantastic.
Woo. All right, let's talk about the good show, SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown, we're going to preview SummerSlam, and SmackDown started with an excellent... Excellent U.S. title match. I love the new serious Shelton Benjamin. I haven't seen SmackDown in probably, it might have been 4 weeks since I last took the time to watch SmackDown. So I missed that one a lot.
The Edge and Vicky stuff has been awesome. The video, I mean, you got sort of the highlights of the video package in the beginning of what's been going on with them.
Yeah, I was engrossed in that. I mean, SmackDown Rebound is one of the highlights of my week now is to see what's been going on with Edge. So
but Jeff Hardy and Shelton Benjamin had a great opening match, and I have to say that I did like Shelton a few weeks ago. He lost, and we talked about this on another audio, but he said, like, I'm not going to make any excuses, but I am recovering from bronchitis. So.
Nice.
But I blew up something like that. So they sort of give Benny Armstrong more seriously and giving him a chance to shine as a U.S. champion. This match, MVP interfered for the finish, which he's been doing a lot lately to build up his feud with Jeff. I think it's still lacking a little bit of something. I think that the whole MVP shooting on Jeff was kind of weird, and talking about his
house and his dog,
dog
and
house
all that.
Down. But I did think the MVP had a killer promo later in the show, at least. So.
Yeah, the only problem with that one was... What was that?
Oh, I was going to say, it's kind of cool that MP just cost him the match right before he was about to win. It's like, it wasn't just like a no finish where it's like we don't know who would have won if the match would have continued, you know?
Yeah, I'm wondering if the explanation is, he was lying in wait the entire time. He was like in the 10th row sitting there, and then he just knew that Jeff was about to win, and that's when he sprung to life and jumped in.
Yeah.
Did his thing, and yeah, no one's going to buy that, so... One of those things, and then backstage with the whole, the camera's there or is it not there, and he grabs the mic and he cuts the promo right in the camera, and
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no consistency, but what you can do.